The End Game. For almost 10 years, Frank and his two partners, Rhonda and Nigel, have had a thriving design firm, specializing in both advertising and web design. Whenever a new job came through the door, whichever partner was available would take it on. That's the way it had always been done. As business increased, however, this way of distributing work was becoming less and less productive and effective. Frank and Rhonda realized that they needed to do an inventory of the firm's strengths and weaknesses, including an objective evaluation of each employee to help them determine how they should reorganize to facilitate growth. During this process, Frank and Rhonda both realized that evaluating their partner Nigel's talents would demand special attention. While Nigel excelled at advertising, it had become apparent to them that he struggled with web design. It was becoming more and more of a hindrance to the firm's success and growth. To meet their goals, they both knew that a change had to be made. Somehow, they would have to shift Nigel away from web design and toward a narrower focus on advertising. "We weren't sure how Nigel would perceive a shift in his job description," said Frank. "We wanted to be nice. We wanted to avoid clubbing him over the head with a negative assessment. After all, Nigel was a founding partner and a close friend. If we confronted him and said that his web design work wasn't cutting it, would he see it as a slap in the face? Would he see a shift in responsibilities as a demotion? He might even get upset and leave the firm. Given his value to the business, we really wanted to avoid this." Frank and Rhonda decided to look at the problem differently. What was the end game? They asked each other. What was the larger goal to which they could all agree? The growth and success of the business was the end game. To achieve this goal, it was in the best interest of the company that everyone played to his or her strengths. Nigel's strength was advertising, and they wanted to optimize that strength by encouraging him to take charge of it. "We hoped to get him excited about growing this part of the business," Frank said. "We wanted to turn this into a positive. So Rhonda and I worked together to make a pitch to Nigel that would position this shift as a positive for both him and..."